This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I've got a gear review for you here on the Health Ranger podcast today. You know, in addition to being a nutritionist and scientist, I'm also, of course, a prepper slash survivalist, if you want to use that term. And of course, I'm very proficient in many different types of firearms and combat applications, self-defense, things like that. And I want to give you a review here of optics, because I haven't really spoken about optics before, at least not in these podcasts. And I have a lot of experience with a lot of different optics on rifles, shotguns, and pistols. And I've got some conclusions, very valuable conclusions that have been very costly to get at. You know, I put tens of thousands of rounds through rifles and handguns and shotguns as well. And so I've got something to share with you on this. Here it is. There's a lot of hype in optics. Let me just give you the big picture first. The answer is Trijicon. Now, Trijicon makes optics. They're very expensive. They're very rugged. They just flat out work. I've been using Trijicon optics, and I've used optics from other companies as well, many other companies. In fact, like SIG. SIG makes a lot of great optics as well. I have optics from US Optics and many other companies, but Trijicon makes battle-ready optics. I mean, optics that you can drop the optic. You can step on it. You can drop your rifle on the optic, you know, usually, and it's okay. They're not 100% bulletproof, but man, they're rugged. I've been running courses and crawling around with rifles and on the ground and doing, you know, shooting from cover and getting things banged up. And the Trijicon stuff just keeps on rocking. I know it's expensive, but it works. Now, Trijicon has a new variable magnification optic called the VCOG, V-C-O-G, VCOG. Now, the VCOG is absolutely superb. It is my number one recommended rifle optic for anything short and medium range. It goes from 1 to 6 magnification. At the 1 magnification, it functions basically like a red dot, except it's better than a red dot, because it's got a hard-coded reticle in it. So if you lose batteries or if you lose electronics, you still have a functioning sight. But then you can change the magnification to 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, or up to 6 times. And it's your choice. And it's not a binary switch. It doesn't flip from 1 times to 6 times like some other optics do. I think, like, what is it called? Spectra or something? They do that. But this, you can tune it anywhere you need to be between 1 and 6. This optic, which has a 30mm tube, has incredible transmission, incredible durability, and it's very easy to change the variability of the optic, even if you're wearing gloves, because it's got a very large, easy-to-grip, a lever to turn the magnification, to tune it in. So it's very easy to do in the middle of shooting, even if you're running. Sometimes you're running from cover to cover. You know you're going to go from, let's say, close range to far range. You can change the variability of the optic as you're running very quickly. And if you get a little bit of practice with it, you know, like, where it's going to be 3 times, or where it's going to be 6 times, or where it's going to be 1 time. I run it most of the time just a 1 times optic. But I know that if I have to reach out, then I've got a 6 times capability on that scope, which is fantastic. And it's better than the old, what were they called, ACOGs, because the ACOGs were fixed magnification. And you usually had to run like an RMR red dot sight on top of them, where you would go, you know, one times on the RMR, and then you might have a four times magnification inside the ACOG. And that was great. That was great. I ran ACOG for a long time, and it did great. However, it's not the same as having variable magnification. It's easier to just look at one place. That the problem with the old ACOGs is you had the one dot, the one times RMR red dot on top, and the ACOG below, and you had to shift your aim, your visual aim, depending on whether you were doing close quarters or long range combat. With the new VCOG, you're always looking in the exact same place, and so you can really get good muscle memory, get good alignment with your eye, the scope, the rifle. You can get on target like never before. I was running a scenario recently. It was a hostage scenario where you've got, you know how you have those steel targets with the hostage target. It's like a 6-inch round target behind a human body shaped good guy target. And you have to hit just the bad guy. In other words, don't hit the hostage, but shoot the person who's taking the hostage, right? I was running the course recently with the VCOG, with a Patriot Ordnance AR, and moving from, I don't know what it was, 50 yards? Moving from 50 yards, doing like a slow walk, I could take out the bad guy and not hit the hostage. So that sight is just so on target. You can choose where you want to place hits. And of course, it's good out to, you know, hundreds of yards. As long as your ballistics are there for your rounds, you know, you want to go out to 200, 250, 300 yards with your AR-15. You can absolutely do that. And you've got that ability with this VCOG scope, because you can just crank it up to six times. Now, let's do a quick talk here about the actual reticles. I only run mil dot reticles. I don't run anything else. I don't run hard-coded reticles, you know, where you have ballistics reticles that, let's say, are built for like an AR round, like a 62 grain AR round, you know, 5.56. I don't run those. And the reason is because they're not accurate. They're really not accurate, because how do they know your muzzle velocity out of your rifle? Because it depends on your barrel length. It depends on, you know, atmospheric conditions. It depends on your cartridge, the grain of your bullets and everything. I mean, those can be a good rule of thumb guide, but I prefer to actually know my holds. So I run all my reticles as mils. And a mil is, of course, 10 centimeters at 1,000 meters, or 1 centimeter at 100 meters, I believe. I think that's the definition of a mil. It's an angular measurement, obviously. So I only run mils, and I just learn my holds for the rounds that I'm shooting. And that way, what's good about that is I can take that same scope, that VCOG, and I always put it on a quick detach system. And I can move that off of an AR platform, and I can put it onto, let's say, a 6.5 Creedmoor rifle, or I can put it onto a 7.62 rifle. You know, you get the idea. You can move it around. The scope works everywhere because it's etched in mils. It's not hard-coded to a specific ballistics round. So that's my advice. Run Trijicon Optics. Get their new VCOG with variable power. Get it in mils, not hard-coded for some other round. You don't want that. And personally, I like the green segmented scope with the mils. And if you run it that way with a quick detach, you are good to go. It's a fantastic scope. It'll probably cost you more than your rifle did, by the way, but you only need one because you can move it around from rifle to rifle. So get yourself one good battle-ready system. Oh, and it runs on a AA battery, by the way. And if the battery fails, you still have your reticle. You don't need the lights. In fact, most of the time when I'm running it during training and scenarios, I don't even turn on the LEDs. I just run it cold. It's only at night that you might need the light, and even then, it's not always necessary depending on the background of what you're shooting at. So in any case, if you want something to absolutely work, get Trijicon. A lot of scopes out there, they look cool, they look great, but they're just not rugged enough. They just don't withstand And think about all the changes in air temperature. Think about the internal fogging of a lot of cheaper rifle scopes. You've got issues if you bang your rifles around, you know, you jostle them. A lot of these rifle scopes don't necessarily keep their zero very well. There are a lot of issues out there. You can buy cheaper scopes, but they just don't function as well, as far as I'm concerned. You got to go for high quality optics. It's more important than the rifle itself in many ways, and because one good optic can be used among many different rifles. So that's my take on it. Check out more gear reviews at gear.news. It's one of my many websites. We've also got a website called bugout.news that's written by one of our great writers, J.D. Hayes. Bugout.news is all about bugging out. So that covers a little bit of gear too, but also survival techniques and so on. Check it all out. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.